Okay, we are going to discuss about the examination scheme of juvenile cerebrogranuloma now, keeping in mind the systems that can be involved, keeping in mind the differentials and the association, that is NF1. So we are going to begin with the examination of the lesion. I'm going to share certain pictures so that we can have an idea that what is the clinical presentation of juvenile cerebrogranuloma. So as is shown in the picture, there is a yellowish brown solitary nodule which is present on the trunk. We are going to inspect the lesion and we are going to see the approximate size, surface, if whether or not surface telangiectasias are present, what is the apparent color. Then we are going to look for the other areas, whether or not the other areas are involved. Then we are going to palpate the lesion for temperature gradient, tenderness, induration, pinch and squeeze, move in two directions to look for adherence. Then we can do the dioscopy to look for any surface telangiectasias visible or not. Then after that, we are also going to do the buttonhole sign to see if there is if we are keeping dermatofibroma in our differentials. Besides this, we are going to look for the other areas of the skin to look for the similar lesions. In the relevant examination, we have to look for the similar kind of the lesion in the other mucosal surfaces. So we are going to examine the nasal mucosa, ocular mucosa, oral cavity and the genitalia. In the relevant examination, starting from the head, we are going to look for any lesions in the scalp, face, ears. Also keeping in mind the NF1, we are going to look for the similar lesions on the face or lesions of NF1. Ocular examination is very important in juvenile cerebrogranuloma. It should not be missed to look for hyperemia, for any changes in the iris. Do the palpation with the two fingers to look for raised intraocular pressure and also check the visual acuity. Keeping in mind NF1, we are also going to look for sphenoid wing dysplasia, and we are going to look at the eyes from above. Then we are going to look at the nasal mucosa, oral mucosa, because in certain percentage of the patients, although less, but it may be present in the mucosal surfaces as well. Then we should do the palpation of the cervical lymph nodes, auscultation of the chest, examination of the joints is also important because there may be bone involvement. Palpation of the liver and spleen to look for any involvement, and also look for the similar kind of lesion on the lower limbs. Besides this, the checking for the power, rigidity, and also ask the patient to walk to look for ataxia if there is any CNS involvement. In NF1, we are also going to look for the flexures to look for any axillary or the groin freckling. If any skin lesions of NF1 are present, then it would be quite visible, but we are going to look for the axilla, groin, which are the hidden areas.